Senator McKissick.
Mr. Chair, I did not know, and I know Senator Van Dyne spoke about public comment, but I noted there was a representative here from the League of Women Voters, I believe Ms. Gannis Ramquist. I did not know if it was possible to perhaps provide her with a few minutes in the chair's discretion to comment on observations relating to our process.
I think that will be fine. Is it Ms. West?
Ramquist.
Ramquist. Janice?
Janice Ramquist.
Can you, would 5 minutes be adequate for you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I just wanted to point out during this discussion, you were talking about private conversations, and I wanted to remind you that you're doing the public's work, and all of this discussion should be in the public, and public comments should be available to the public on the web, from the website. Thank you.
Can I ask her a question?
Thank you. Ms. Ramquist, would you, I think a member has a question. Senator Bishop.
Thank you, Ms. Ramquist, for your comment. Let me just ask you, I want to make sure I understand what you're saying. Are you saying that you think, for example, the telephone call that Senator McKissick made to Senator Daniel about having some conversation among members of the committee, that there should never be any conversations between legislators outside the context of a public meeting?
I am saying that when you get to the point of discussing substance of laws, districts, it should be done in the public with full disclosure.
So just to clarify, you would say that there should never be a conversation of substance between legislators outside the public view. Is that correct?
Yes. You can make arrangements to discuss. We're going to discuss such and such. We'd like to have so-and-so speak before the committee. But the idea of making deals behind the scenes is not acceptable.
Thank you, ma'am, for your input.
Senator Heiss.
Just, I think, some brief comments I wanted to make. And maybe throw this out for consideration. I'd like to find someone who can name another bill this session that we as a Senate have taken more time on, that we've discussed more in committee hearings. And this has not even been to the Senate floor yet. This has not been to a policy committee yet. It's not been to a Senate floor, not been to a conference committee. Fifth meeting of this committee on a particular bill that's coming in, came over from the House. I can't count the number of meetings and public hearings and they had in passing this bill over. I think you will find that even the $22 billion budget passed by the General Assembly had fewer public hearings than this and meetings and comments than this bill has. Yet the one argument is, when you can't find anything in substance, gripe about the process that's coming in. And I think it's pretty evident that everything we've done, we do in the General Assembly and has historically been done in the General Assembly, the amount of time we spent on this bill, I could probably, in my entire career in a General Assembly, could probably name three, maybe four bills that more legislative time has been dedicated to. In this process, nobody's moving quickly. Nobody's trying to run over something and not contemplate what it's doing. Everybody knows if that was really what was hurrying, this would have passed on the last day of session when it hit the floor, and both parties have been guilty of doing those type of things historically, and that's clearly not what we've done in this bill. The last thing I want to say is I spend a lot of time in my district, and I've heard from a lot of judges. I've heard from a lot of attorneys in dealing this. I think the two-year term got them all engaged and involved, and I heard a lot when that was proposed and came out, and, you know, my phone was going to change. And I think that's very important comment that legislators are going to receive. I don't know how to document all that and put it on paper and make it out for the public. I will say that if you've watched Twitter over the last few weeks, if you believe that what you get in this submission process is truly public comment, that you have missed the mark, what happened. This is It is open. Anyone can submit things, but you will find that most submissions that come through public comment are engaged from organizations whose membership have an opinion before they begin, and then are encouraged on Twitter and other forms to either use their form letters or to make the following points in the submission of your comment. Then they want to utilize that information to say, this is what the public feels because a majority of those comments coming in said that. So I just want to tell everyone, I think it's important to take that type of submission-based public comment with a grain of salt that's coming in and recognize it is what it is. It is AstroTurf movements that try to mimic themselves as being the opinion of the public. But I will say that I would be surprised if every legislature here has not heard from a lot of constituents that are involved in the judicial system and others that I would take probably much more accurately represent the public comment that's here. I think, I guess I'll just say globally, this judicial system was designed at a time in North Carolina's history where for all practical purposes we were one party. The number of Republicans that could fit the General Assembly could fit in the broom closet. That may have been somewhere between 1 and 11 when you look at that time period that was here. I don't know that anyone will deny that a lot of changes were made when Republicans started getting elected to judicial seats. And they were made clearly for the purpose of prohibiting Republicans from getting elected to judicial seats. I can then understand why Democrat legislatures feel like and judges elected under that system should think, boy, we shouldn't make any changes. That was coming in. This system's worked real well for us in this process. And so you'll find that even, I'd like to get an opinion from the governor, but I think what you're starting to see is that even proposals he put out and supported when he was in the majority to try to prohibit Republicans from getting elected, now that the environment's changed, those don't look as good for his prospect. And so I think that's why you don't want to hear anybody from the governor's office saying where he stands or where he's going on this process. And despite multiple attempts by the committee to get someone to represent his office, he remains completely silent on the issue, although maybe now he'll go talk to someone in the press and they'll run his story that's coming in. But I think that's where we are. But I just wanted to make those comments saying about public comment and others and really face it around. When you don't have substantive debates, complaining about a process that's been one of the most extensive processes used in the General Assembly falls a little flat.